So, I have a sponsor for the show. How exciting. Now, I know that we all love online shopping. Need to go to sleep? Nah, I just remembered. I need a new dress. I need shoes, a bag, and oh yeah, I need sunnies. Yeah, I need a few things. For competitive online prices and some new styles, go to www.alianastore.com and shop away. Just make sure you go to sleep after it. So that's www.alianastore.com for all your online shopping needs. So how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go. I'm just an Australian girl with a world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who is learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us, to hopefully inspire or just entertain. It'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, we talk about entering 2019 and what you can do to have the best year yet. And my amazing friend Alyssa joins us from Spain to give us some great tips on how we can improve our year and take a step further towards our goals. So let's get started. Welcome, I'm back for another compelling episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah. And Happy New Year to everyone. This is the first episode back for 2019 and I can't wait to have an amazing year and hopefully supply you with some really useful tips or some good content for this year. But I can't believe I'm already up to show number 10. So I just want to thank you all for your support. I love hearing from you and your amazing feedback, which I actually got some over the break. I just want to read some of it to you. It was from one of the girls I met last year during my time at the local football netball club. And her name's Donna. And she said that she'd just been listening to my podcast on her drive home from the beautiful Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. And she just wanted to thank me for my inspiration and motivation that I'd provided her to love herself more and to do what makes her happy. She said that the words on my show have given her some more hope, and she's also started to make a vision board, which she put on her Snapchat, and she started making some realistic goals instead of resolutions. And she just thanked me for the laughs on the show and that she really loves listening. So thanks so much, Donna, for your feedback. It's amazing to hear that I'm actually getting to some people. So if you have any feedback, I love hearing from you. And then I just had some, not feedback, but my friend Shelby told me that she used my life hack of using the notes, not to write down what's in your freezer so you know what you've got, but she put clothes up on her top shelf in her wardrobe. And what she did is she wrote them in her phone so that when she is looking for something to wear, she knows what's up there. So that's a really cool life hack from Shelb, which she slightly altered. So thanks so much for that. Now I just want to look at 2018 and what a year it was. I loved it so much. Last year I also wrote down a highlight from every week for 52 weeks and I put them in my money tin and I read through them the other day and I had some favorites. Obviously skydiving was amazing. But a lot of them included drunken antics that described my year last year, but also like moving house, some just really, really good times. So maybe you should try that this year and write a highlight for each week until the end of the year and then you can read through them. It's a lot of fun. But a shout out to my amazing friends for making 2018 so much fun. To my two different housemates I had for living with me and putting up with me. To my family for giving me amazing advice and supporting me and also taking me on a holiday to Vietnam and Cambodia, which was awesome. And thanks to all the new people I met, even if we met for a short time or we still talk now, I'm really glad that I met you all. So I hope 2019 brings on some more good times and meeting new people. Of course it will. So that leads me to my recommendation. And for this year, it's always good to set goals. And one of mine is to read more. And I hope yours is too, because reading is so important and it really gets us thinking and it's actually really good for your mind and mindfulness. So in recent years, I've read books like Gone Girl, Girl on Train, which are good thrillers if you want to read some fiction. I'm also currently reading Harry Potter. So if you want to start something large, 2020, the new Harry Potter movie is coming out as leaked only a couple of weeks ago. So if you want to start that, go for it. Or on my list, thanks to my friend Nicole, which she's obsessed with, is To All the Boys I've Loved. So I'm going to give that one a go as well. But if you want to try reading something that might give you a bit more drive, I've got some books on my list and for this year and some that I've read in the past. The 5-Second Rule, I'm going to talk about a bit later, but that's a really good book and one I'm definitely going to read, but I know a lot about the method behind it. The Power of Habit, because as we know, habits are super important, well, good habits anyway, and they really help drive us to achieve our goals and to just do what we have to do every day. The Miracle Morning, if you're not a morning person but you want to be, definitely read that one. Oprah's book, What I Know For Sure, my housemate Jenna bought me that and I'm really excited to read it. 2018 popular book was The Barefoot Investor. I want to talk about our finances soon, but in another podcast. But The Barefoot Investor is really good to just kickstart the year and get you motivated and your finances in order. Empower Yourself is an oldie but a goodie by Miranda Kerr, and it's really, really good for self-love, so I really recommend that. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, excuse my language, is definitely on my list for my 2019 goal, is to stop caring about what people think so much about me, because one of my happiness killers is caring too much what people think. And then a really old classic, but when I read, I think it was the year before, 2017, was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And this explains a lot about your relationship, why one may have ended, or how you can improve yours now. Explains a lot about the differences between men and women when we actually don't realize how different we are. So in some ways, we shouldn't be treated differently, but sometimes in terms of communicating, it's a lot different. So try those ones. Also, Michelle Obama's book is meant to be a really good one. I'll post all these links in my show notes, but I really want to read Michelle Obama's book, especially because I've got this little 2019 calendar and every day it gives me some wit by some very famous and wise women. And one of them was from Michelle Obama and it says, I have no absolute no's. I love French fries. I like burgers and I like pie and I'm okay with that. So I really like that one. Or if you're not much of a reader, but you really want to get some key lessons out of some nonfiction, there's an app called Blinkist. And what it'll do is it'll summarize the key lessons out of a book in 15 minutes or less. So that's a good one if you really want to learn some key things in, or key learnings in a book, but it is only nonfiction. Or I definitely recommend an audiobook. Instead of reading, you can listen while you drive. Which is a great one, especially like podcasts. You'll learn so much and you'll take it in even if you are driving, and obviously makes your commutes to work a lot easier. Also, there is a podcast called What You'll Learn, and what it does is it looks at books, looks at the title of a book, and it'll explain to you whether it's relevant to the title, and it's kind of like a book review. So if you want to look in for a book, there's some great titles in there, but also maybe if you're not sure what you want to read, just check out that and see if the book's in there. Also, one thing I learned is if you are halfway through a book and you really don't like it, you don't have to finish it. Just tough it and start again. Like, we read so many books and we feel like we have to finish them, and you don't. If you don't like it, just don't read it. And if you have any other books you can recommend me, please let me know. Message me on Instagram or email me. I really want some more books to read because I'm trying to read 15 this year, probably more than 15, but so give me some more. So now I just want to talk about the New Year's period, and I just want everyone to know, don't feel bad, start fresh. We all ate and drank a lot, some more than others, me definitely more than others. Over the Christmas day, I drank 3/4 of a 1.5 litre bottle of rosé that I got from Aldi, $20, my personal favourite, and then attempted to play golf with Dad. So yeah, that was interesting. Dad actually played alright. I don't really know how to play, so it was pretty average, but it was a lot of fun. We went to the cricket one day, which was very costly. There was a possible shirt swap during the night and a possible tantrum by the opposition shirt swap because they didn't understand that you can't return the shirt and that you actually have to wear it the whole night. Yes, it was me, so I didn't get to keep the Hawaiian shirt that I swapped. Shattered, but people need to learn the shirt swap rules. But it was more successful than one of the other times we went to the cricket. There was a possible incident a couple of years ago with a certain friend getting a big fine for throwing a plastic cup at a friend and a 24-hour ban from the MCG, but we did manage to raise half of the money at one of the local bars. But anyway, that didn't happen this time, so we are all good. And yeah, just over the New Year's period, I had a lot of people stay over, but we had a lot of fun, and now it's time to stop drinking for a while until the hen's party I'm going to as part of being maid of honor in the wedding I'm in this year. I will try and not drink until then, so wish me luck on that. Now it leads me to, I'm so excited for this, my friend Alyssa is going to join me on the show to talk about 2019 and how to make it the best year yet. Let's just hear about the chat that I had with Liz. So joining me on the show today is Alyssa. And for those who don't know Alyssa, she was on the show a few episodes ago talking about her Spanish antics. But we met in uni, both studying public relations, and we hit it off straight away. We have the same mindset and attitude, and I absolutely admire everything she's doing in her life. She left me in Melbourne when I first moved to live in Sydney to chase dreams, and now she's in Spain teaching and doing her thing and traveling solo. So welcome, Alyssa. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Mariah. Very happy to be here again.
So yes, thank you. And we're working on different time zones right now, so we've done this well, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
It's a beautiful sunny Spanish morning at 12:17 in the afternoon right now.
I'm currently nearly bedtime, so that we're in totally different worlds. So firstly, just tell us about your journey and how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, so my life has changed a hell of a lot in just a year. So I was working in PR and communication 3 years after uni and got sick of the office politics, decided I didn't want to work in an office anymore. And I was like, you know what, my dream has been to live in Spain for quite a few years now, since I studied in Granada almost 4 years ago. And so my goal for 2018 was moving to Spain. And I left my job in Sydney. I had to move back with my family. I moved up to Brisbane, actually, because they'd relocated. So I was able to spend some time with my family. I was working, doing some contract work to save a bit of money before I planned to go. But the hardest thing was that the way for me to get a Spanish visa was to have a job before I got over there. So obviously I only had basic Spanish, so the easiest way for me to get a job was au pairing. So I was able to find a family, basically get my visa sorted, and I did a bit of traveling before I moved across to Spain. But I got to Spain, I was au pairing, I lasted 6 weeks after the kids had some behavioural issues, and long story short, I had a rock thrown at me, like a big rock, and
Jesus.
I was like, you know what, this is not going to affect my physical safety now, so I need to get out of here. I had no job, so this is literally my only, I was getting pocket money, I was getting 70 euros a week, but I had obviously, you know, I had accommodation, I had a place to live. But after this happened, I needed to get out of there ASAP. So I was about to blow all my savings on like a hostel or an Airbnb just to have a place to sleep because I had nowhere to go. And I was so grateful and so lucky that one of the ladies that I was studying with at the time, I was studying my teacher's course to become an English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to class on the Monday, told them what happened, and this lady offered me a place, a spare bedroom, a place in her house until the end of our course. So she was my literal saviour. I was very lucky to then get a teaching job actually halfway through my course. So I started earning an income again, which was so
amazing.
to actually be able to afford food again and pay my bills and actually start paying some rent.
Yes, definitely.
And then finish my teaching course at the end of December, which like cut off quite a few hours of my study. So now I've moved out into my own place, teaching 20 hours a week, and I'm now, basically being a real live version of an absolute gypsy right now. but I'm in Spain and I got here, and that was the
awesome.
Main thing.
No, that's so good. Like, honestly, to just have a dream and just go for it. I'm super inspired what you've done, obviously. It's been a journey for you, but you've worked so hard. And it just leads into, like, 2019, and how are you going to make 2019 a better year, and what advice would you give to people?
I think 2018, it was seriously one of the best years of my life. Because it was literally, I was living it on my own terms and doing exactly what I wanted to be doing. So I think 2019 is you know, it has a challenge to be at that next level.
Yeah.
But to make it better, I want to be traveling more on weekends. I want to be exploring more. I want to have an upper intermediate level of Spanish by mid-July when my visa ends here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some Spanish friends here that I can practice with and speak in Spanish quite often, and like reading books and things like that. Well, actually, in July, because my visa is ending here, I'm not sure where I'm going to go live, but mm-hmm. because it's summertime, I want to move somewhere close to a beach again and take up surfing lessons and become a surfer.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I also want to have the financial freedom and flexibility as well, which is something that I've just started finding through this new online holistic business that I've been working for as a wellness coach.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, teaching is such a positive change for me, and getting away from the office life, and I just need enriching other people. But at the end of the day, it's not going to give me that financial freedom and the flexibility that I want, which is why I've started following my true passion of health and wellness and helping build a community of like-minded women and mentoring them about self-love and personal development. And I want to be that example for people to be more independent.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help young girls especially, you know, move to a different city where you don't have friends, move to a different country where you don't have a job, where you don't have an income, where you don't have networks, where you can't speak the language. Because this is how you grow. This is personal development. This is how you grow. It is literally one of the best things that you can do for yourself, because when you're at a point in your life where you are truly comfortable and happy in your own presence, that is when you can literally do anything. And I think for people that get stuck, just know that you have a choice. You're never stuck. You can genuinely change your life within a day if you wanted to.
Exactly.
Like when with the au pairing, when I was stuck au pairing, I needed to get out of the house. I genuinely didn't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was willing to spend all my money. It's just money at the end of the day, whatever.
Yeah.
I was willing to put my, like, you know, spend on credit cards if I needed to, just because of my physical safety. But you only have one life. You always have a choice. And I think when people wake up and realize that not one day out of 365 days in this year, not one day is promised to you.
No, I think
when people wake up and realize that, they will actually start living the life that they want to live.
Exactly. And that's so perfect. And I think that's exactly what people need to hear coming into 2019. So that is great advice, to live every day how you want to live it. You know, I think a lot of us sacrifice our happiness just to do things for other people, and I feel like you can't really be your best person towards other people or help other people if you're not the best person to yourself as well. I think that's a big thing.
100%. Absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. So you had your goals of learning to surf or starting to surf.
Yeah.
What other goals do you have for this year? You want to up your Spanish, which you're already doing an amazing job.
Spanish.
What else have you got in mind for this year? Seeing me?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I want to be seeing you in August and traveling with you to Croatia.
Yay.
And doing some little European trips together.
Yes, for sure.
That'll be absolutely amazing. And I actually want to write a book. By the end of this year, I want to write my first book.
That's awesome.
That was also another goal.
That's so good.
I'm slowly learning to, like, share more about my life that I think can really genuinely help other people. And Yeah.
For sure. That's awesome.
Lots of big goals for 2019.
You know what you should do? You should do the 30-day book challenge in November. You'd smash it.
Yes. Actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
You don't even have to do it in November. You
can time limit. A good challenge.
It's pretty manageable. You get like a 30,000 word book out of it at the end. That would be awesome. That's a cool goal. I love that. We'll definitely be checking in on that at the end of the year. So we're holding you accountable.
I have another thing to tell people. Create a vision board. That is what I started doing.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling people.
Yeah, it is literally, it helps you so much just having, absolutely. Like, Mariah, I have a picture of you on there. Aww. I have people like that I love on my vision board that I am so grateful to have in my life every day, and just like nice quotes and like,
oh, that's awesome. You should send it to me.
Surfing and like sort of my goals for this year. So I highly recommend people create a vision board to look at every day.
Definitely. And it boosts your happiness when you know like you've got a target for the year, and if you look at it, it doesn't seem so out of reach because it's there for you to see every day, and it's in your head all the time. Yes, vision boards are awesome. 100% recommend. So what's your theme word for 2019? So I've in the last couple of years, I've thought of like a key word to inspire my year. This year, mine's grow.
Yeah.
What's yours for this year?
I love it. Mine is consistency.
Perfect.
So I think no matter what you're being consistent at, no matter what activities you're doing, no matter what friendships you have, no matter whatever you're doing in your life, just make sure that you're always staying consistent. I think that's the main thing to really flourish in the year ahead. Yeah,
that's perfect. And like, you know, if you want to work towards something, you have to consistently work at it. You can't just work at it one day and then leave it, you know, do heaps on it one day and then that's right, consistency. Yeah. That's perfect. I love that one. That's awesome. So what would you tell someone who's feeling stuck, like you said before, and can't get motivated to achieve their goals and dreams?
So I think the main thing is similar to what I said before. You always have a choice. Life, you always have a choice. If you're feeling stuck, I think sort of tying into like a bit of a life hack or whatever, practice gratitude every single day. This will sort of get you out of your rut or out of whatever you feel like you were stuck in. Mm-hmm. I think when you wake up every single day and you start being thankful for being able to see sunlight, being able to, listen to music, smell flowers, speak to your family and friends via, Skype or Zoom or whatever it is, if you're not around them every single day, which is what I'm currently experiencing. But being grateful for every tiny little thing, like the food, the roof over your head, the food in your fridge, the clean water, like the safetiness of your city. Like I'm living in a very safe city in Madrid. Like it's, I feel really safe looking around at night time. Everyone's super friendly, and even just walking around, like I'm just grateful to even look at the sun right now when it's so cold. It's winter, it's freezing, but the sun is out, and I'm so grateful for that sun in my life right now.
That's good,
because I'm not a winter person.
No, you're not.
so even just the tiniest things, I think really you're not stuck. You have a choice. You have a choice, and you can get out of that. If you want to change your life, you can literally change your life right now and do it today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all make excuses for things that we can't do. And in terms of motivation, there's some things we just don't want to do in life, but we have to. And we don't want to do them because we're probably scared to fail. And I think just going for it, and if you fail, well, you learn from it. And I think we've all had that in our lives. And
100%.
I'm sure there's stories that you could think of right now where you've failed but you've gotten something out of it at the end of the day. So I think gratitude's perfect. Even if someone, you just think of something when you wake up, you don't have to necessarily practice it or write it, as long as you're thinking it And it's like a habit. The more you do it, the more grateful you'll be.
Yeah, 100%. I think everything, when you start realizing that your mindset and your perspective is changing for the better, all of a sudden life just gets better. Like, it's life, all of a sudden, you know, you just wake up and you're just so grateful to just literally be alive and be living.
Yeah, that's right.
And life just gets better. Yeah, it's, and also not caring about what other people think or
yes, that's, you know, a big,
you might
one
feel stuck because you're not getting the support from, like, maybe your family or like close friends that you thought might support you and they don't.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, half of those people can't even support themselves. They're not supporting you because they actually can't support themselves. That's why, you know, all those like underlying issues with other things that they're dealing with, or so if you're not getting the support from other people, you need to practice giving that support to yourself.
Because yeah, that's
at the end
right.
of the day,
yeah.
You get the happiness, you find happiness from inside you.
Yeah, and you, like they say, relationships is a really strong key to happiness, but you need to have a good relationship with yourself, and you can't expect people to be 100% there for you when they have other things that they need to take care of as well. I think that's one thing we all need to remember as well, is work on yourself and then your relationships will just develop. And you've learnt that, like, you know, you're going to a different country, you're meeting people because you give off such a positive vibe and happiness because you're so grateful to be somewhere else and what you've achieved, and you're so happy within yourself, and you just like attract people because really have like an infectious personality, so people want to be around you because you're happy. So I think we all forget that you know, we attract likeness.
Yeah it's the law of attraction. I fully believe in that.
Yes, it is the secret.
Fully believe in that. Yeah.
So thanks heaps. I just thought, do you have a quote that you go by that you'd like everyone else to know about or to share with everyone else?
Yeah, I think sort of, I love this one because it does tie into gratitude, and I genuinely think that gratitude is just the most powerful tool that you can ever practice. But the quote is, personal development is a time saver. The better you become, the less time it takes to achieve your goals.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I fully love this because it's so true. Once your mind and your personal development is incredible, is next level, is strong, powerful, determined, you can literally achieve anything. You literally can. I think that's just the biggest. It is personal development is a time saver.
And if you think of people that are successful, like they've all worked hard for it, you know where you want to be. You know, you can't be stopped, really.
No, 100%. I totally agree.
Yeah.
The mindset, that is
yes,
the key.
Absolutely. And I think that's everyone's goal for this year, is to improve your mindset, even if it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
So thanks heaps for joining. Is there anything you want to share, or do you want to share your socials so people can follow you and follow your amazing journey?
So at the moment, I've been mentoring other girls to basically become a better version of themselves and, you know, help them find self-love. And I have been doing some one-on-one coaching. So if anyone is interested in that, or is interested in learning meditation or learning how to start yoga and getting into that mindset, I would be more than happy to help more people with that. True passion of mine, but I do have a bit of my journey that you can follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's the bucket list. Obviously my name's Alyssa, so
it's perfect.
The list is LYSS.
Love your puns.
But yeah, I've got lots of travel pictures on there and stuff that you can check out.
Definitely be inspired by her Instagram.
Positive posts on there.
Yeah. No, Alyssa posted a recipe of a breakfast on Saturday, well, it was Saturday morning for me, and I was literally laying in bed. I'm like, when am I going to have a brekkie? And it was like Google was listening to me, or you were listening to me, and it popped up, and I was like, oh, my God, yes. So definitely follow Alyssa. I'll put I'll tag her anyway in the podcast, but I'll definitely put your Instagram username on the show notes so people can follow you as well. But definitely check Alyssa's Instagram out. You'll be super inspired and empowered.
Thanks, yeah. But thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you.
I love talking with you, and you inspire me every day too. So
thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's always a privilege.
All right. Well, thanks heaps, and we'll definitely have you back on the show.
Amazing. Sounds good. Thanks. Have an amazing day.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So leading into that chat, I'll also post my vision board in the show notes. And for 2019, I made my own vision board. I made some values and I had some goals. But let's share yours. I want to see your vision boards. For 2019, I had a list of goals, which I just want to share a couple with you. Even just try 19 goals for 2019. And they can be big or small. But yeah, just set some. Don't worry about resolutions because they're really, really hard to stick to. Some of mine, I wanted to look after my face a lot better. So I got some new skincare products and I'm actually going to look after it. Obviously, travel is on there. I want to finish the book that I started in 2017 and finalize it. I want to beat my running time that I have set for 5K. And the triathlon that I did last year, I want to try and do that in under an hour, the work triathlon I did. I want to take a picture every day and make a video at the end in just like a little summary of my day. Obviously, fitness goals are really important. I don't want to set a weight goal because I don't think that's realistic. So even just, you know, toning or aiming to go to the gym a little bit more, I actually want to incorporate rest days because I don't do that enough. I want to explore Melbourne more, obviously. I want to invest some money I have saved. And I just want to work harder towards my goals. I want to better this podcast. I want to create more blog content. Yeah, and hopefully create more of a website for my blog. Definitely do more road trips. That's a must. And I want to create more travel videos, hopefully. So they're just a couple of mine. Share me your 2019 goals. I'd love to hear what yours are because I think it's super important. And yeah, so also I just want to add, this week I watched a video by Mel Robbins, who I spoke about the book she wrote was The 5-Second Rule. And if you don't know her, yeah, she wrote this book and she believes that counting backwards from five will help kickstart your life. But she said that motivation is a load of BS. So we all have things that we need to do in our lives that we don't want to do. But we just do them because we have to. And if you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and just do what you have to do, there's a mechanism in your brain that will change and you'll just actively do it. Apparently counting back from five, not counting from 1 to 5 but backwards, helps reconnect your brain and essentially push you to do what you have to do. And what she says, if you're waiting to be motivated to do what you want to do, you're never going to achieve it. So if you have a dream, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and just take a step in the right direction towards it. You don't have to do it straight away and you're not going to achieve it right then and there. You just need to make a start. And that was something I did with this podcast. I just actively did something on it every day, planning it until I just eventually recorded it. And you just got to stop worrying about the what ifs and just give it a go. So she's in this video about you're never going to feel like it. And it's really amazing. I'll put the link in my show notes, but I really recommend you watch it because at the end of the day, she's right. We're never going to feel like doing things. But if they're going to get us towards our goals, and things are daunting, but I think we need to beat motivation and just do it. So check out that video on my show notes. It's a really good one and I really, really enjoyed watching it. It's half an hour, but you can put it on. You don't need to physically watch it. You can just listen to it, even in the car. All right, so I just want to leave you with a quote, and I think this really sets up the year. Especially for me, I took a lot out of this one. So your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. So just believe in yourself. Don't let anyone define you based on what they think of you. Don't try and be someone you're not. And don't try and be a new year, new me. Just aim for your goals. Don't set resolutions. Be happy. Laugh. Always have a positive mindset. And just aim to be a little bit better than last year. Because if we take one step further than we did last year, then it's been a successful year. And you'll achieve so much. And then again, don't forget to love yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And it's super important that we all share love for ourselves. I hope you got something out of today's show. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to tell all your amazing friends. Also, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or any podcast app that you listen to. It would take you only just a few minutes, but it'll really go a long way to help me out. You can also look at more information on this show by clicking on the show note link in the description, where it has links to all the things I've spoken about in today's show. And you can add me on Instagram @_MariahMacInnes_ or at my travelers page @TravelersAntics. And if you ever have any questions or comments, feedback, anything you wish to tell me, please email me at Mariah_MacInnes22@Outlook.com. I love hearing from your feedback, and any questions or comments that you have really, really make my day. So please contact me. And you can also read more content from me on my blog at travelsantics.blog. And what can you read for this fortnight? Well, obviously I had a bit of a break for the podcast, but the most recent blogs are on my trip to Vietnam and Cambodia. And this week I uploaded a new one on Ho Chi Minh. The last one is Nha Trang next week, so make sure you check those out. All right, thanks guys. Bye.